right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Sitting in her small armchair, Edith opens the book, How to Be Your Husband's Mistress.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, yeah, hi, Gloria.
Edith sits on the book.
I didn't mean to scare you, but I need your help. I can't figure out where I've gone wrong in the sweater that I'm making for Joey.
One arm is far too long. Edith rises.
Oh, my cookies!
Then quickly glues herself to the book.
Cookies are done.
Toll House, that's my favorite.
Gloria, would you take them out of the oven for me?
Here.
And I'll look at your sweater.
Okay, can I have some?
Oh, sure.
Don't burn cookies. I'm coming to eat you.
When Gloria skips into the kitchen, Edith hides the book under Archie's seat cushion and casually sits back down. Reconsidering, she pulls it out and tucks it under the couch cushion.
Here goes my diet. Look, Ma, just like when I was little, I got one for my mouth and one for each hand.
Edith backs up and sits on the couch.
Excuse me. Here, Ma, you can have one of them.
Thank you.
They sit on the couch close together.
Ma, you figure out how to fix that sweater?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She almost gets up.
You think you can show me how?
Oh, yeah.
When Edith gets up, Gloria lies down.
Oh, what's the matter?
Look at all the crumbs on the floor.
Edith snatches the book.
Where?
Look again.
With Gloria distracted, she hides the book under Archie's cushion and sits on top of it.
Oh, my. It's just a raisin. I think.
Archie walks down the stairs.
I can't fix the float valve on that trailer up there without the right tools. I can't find my screwdriver. I can't find my pliers. Oh, yeah. Where's the pliers?
They're in the kitchen. You was using them when you was fixing the sink.
No, Edith, that was a year ago. Now, I used the pliers since then. On that self-same trailer up there, which the float valve was making noise before. And I remember when I was finished, I put the pliers right down on the top of the trailer tank between the rapid shave and your heavy-duty wrinkle cream.
Hiya, Daddy.
Hiya, little girl, and I ain't in a happy frame of mood. And what do you do with your nose in my mail? Give me that mail. It's only bills anyhow. And look at this, see, that they all come on the one day of the month. Now, they used to spread them out. Ronald Reagan would have taken care of this, see? Well, let's see what we got here. Oh, heating oil here. Well, that means more money for the Arabs, see? Then they run around the world buying up all the hotels, all the gambling joints, which means more money for the mafia.
Daddy, all of that money doesn't go to the mafia.
Well, about half. Another half goes to the Jews, and the third half goes to the Pope.
You are so sick.
Hey, little girl, it's a well-known fact. Look it up.
She bares her claws.
All right, come on. Get up out of my chair. I got to sit down, read the bill, see how much they debt me for this month. Let me get into my chair, will you?
You ought to look for your pliers.
I'll sit in my chair until it comes to me where they are. That's all. What is the matter with you? Sit down here.
They sit in their own chairs.
Let me see this here telephone bill and them calls to...
Archie shifts in his seat.
That new underwear you bought me, it bunches up in the wrong spot.
He turns to Gloria.
Don't be listening to this. See these. Oh. Look at this. Four calls over to
Jeff. Where are your pliers? They're in the cellar, Archie. You was using them when you broke the furnace.
Just come to me. I think my pliers is down the cellar because I was using them that time that I adjusted the furnace there. All right, I'll see where they are, Edith. I think I can find them. Then I'll cure that noise in the toilet forever.
Edith leaps up.
Ma, you're acting so funny today.
Oh, no, I ain't acting funny.
They both sit in Archie's chair.
You're hiding something.
No, I ain't.
What are you doing with your head?
No,
something's under here, isn't it? Let me see.
Gloria finds the book, and her smile disappears.
How to be your husband's mistress?
Shh! Archie will hear you.
Mom, what are you doing with that book?
Hot pipes!
Well, be careful, Archie!
Well?
Gloria's mouth hangs open as they sit.
Well, they was talking about it on the Dinah Shore show. And I figured if Dinah could read it, it was okay for me to read it, because she ain't even been married lately.
Ma, I know all about this book. It's just trashy. It's full of all sorts of lies, and it gives you advice to do ridiculous, kinky things to make yourself more attractive to your husband. It's yucky.
The woman that wrote it claims that yucky saved her marriage.
Ma, is something wrong between you and Daddy?
She sits on the book.
Hey, I'm afraid you're just gonna have to live with that noise of the float valve sucking wind up there. Because if I don't have the right tools, I can't fix nothing at all. So that's it. Dinner at 6, huh?
Where are you going, Archie?
I think I'll nip down to Kelsey's for a little aperitif on draft.
Archie leaves, and Edith pulls out the book again.
Ma, is there something wrong between you and Daddy?
Excuse me, Gloria. I better go look for them pliers.
Ma, wait a minute. Ma, the best thing for a person to do when they're having a problem is to talk it over with the person they're having the problem with. Can't you talk with Daddy?
Oh, I can't talk to your father about it. He won't listen. I can't do it.
Edith runs up the stairs.
If you can't talk to him, who can?
Later.
Not me. I'm not having a sex problem with Archie.
Mike dines with Gloria.
Ma's got to talk to him.
Isn't it always easier for two men to talk about these things?
Always. But one of the men cannot be Archie. I can't just go up to him and say, "Hi, Arch, I understand you and Ma are having problems in the sack."
Can't you be a little more delicate about these things?
I don't know what you want. I don't even know what the problem is.
Well, neither do I.
Look, Gloria, just because Ma is reading a book about sex doesn't mean they're having a problem.
Well, they will if she starts taking advice from that trashy book. It tells wives to greet their husbands at the door, wearing nothing but a garter belt and a dry martini.
Mike looks up from his plate and considers.
Where is this book? There's your delicate. Look, I don't have time to discuss this, honey. I gotta take these books back to the library.
Michael, Daddy's at Kelsey's. It's right on your way.
I don't even know how to approach him about it. Gloria, look, you gotta understand, a male ego is a very fragile thing.
Yeah, but you've talked to him about this kind of stuff before. Don't you remember?
Remember when you had your problem? And Daddy told you were just stuck in neutral?
I remember.
Well, he helped you, didn't he?
What help? He told me to jog.
Come on, you can do it, yes, you can. Please, for me.
Can't we just buy Archie a book? You know, Pat Boone's Twix 12 and 20.
Excellent job. I'll be waiting for you with a martini.
Gloria waves goodbye at the kitchen door.
What should I do if I found out that Gloria bought a book called How to Be Your Husband's Mistress?
At Kelsey's.
She bought that book?
Well, let's just say she did.
Well, I raised hell with her.
Why?
She could have checked it out for free at the library.
Arch, in this book, it tells how married couples should get the most out of loving each other, you know? Well, let's put it this way. You ever heard the expression, the earth moved?
Oh, geez, I hear that expression all the time on television. I read it in the magazines. Let me tell you something. Maybe the Earth moved 10 million years ago when the dinosaurs were jumping on each other. Not today. Although I will say, when you was living over at our house there, the Earth was pretty solid, but I felt the upper floor moving at that.
Mike grins awkwardly.
Arch, let's put it this way. How do people know when they're satisfied?
Oh, jeez.
Squinting, Archie rubs his face.
All right, I'll try to give you an answer, see. But I ain't gonna go into no details about the Geronimus zones and the floor play and all of that. Just ask yourself one simple question.
What's that?
Well, you say to yourself, am I satisfied with this here? If you feel yourself blushing, the answer's yes. If you feel like you want to throw up, the answer's no.
How do you usually feel?
I don't talk about that. I wouldn't even have told that naked in front of the army doctors.
Have you ever been able to talk about this with Ma?
No, no, you don't talk about a thing like this with your wife.
Why not?
Because, meathead, you talk about these things and you spoil all of the mystique of these things.
But, Arch, if you can't talk about it with Ma, then how are you going to ever know if things are good between you two?
What are you talking about, your mother-in-law and me? We're supposed to be talking about Glory and you, ain't we?
Well, yeah, but
Come on, get to it. Come on, state your point. You're wasting my time. Get out of it. Listen to this guy. He sounds like a seal with his throat cut. Come on, spit it out.
Well, lately there hasn't been much blushing going on in this family, and I don't mean me and Gloria. Figure it out. I'm so embarrassed.
Mike rushes to the door. And Archie shares a shrug with Harry the bartender. Archie starts to consider. Later, Archie barges through his front door. He tugs at the lapels of his plaid coat, then trips over his own feet. Archie calmly sinks into his chair and waits. He sports a serious grin. Edith emerges from the cellar, smiling and holding the pliers. She heads up the stairs, then stops and turns back to the living room.
Archie, you're home. Look, I found your pliers. They was right in your toolbox.
Edith takes a close look at Archie as he heaves a sigh.
Why didn't you take your hat and coat off?
Because I am chilled, Edith.
Oh, you want me to put the heat up?
No, I don't want to be comfortable.
Is something the matter?
Was you doing any talking to the meathead about you and me and your you-know-whats?
You-know-what-what?
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Give me a word. Privacies. The privacies of the bedroom.
Edith knits her brow.
Oh!
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh! No, Archie, I would never talk to Mike about that. Gloria
tried. Oh, Gloria, now I understand the roundabouts of the whole thing. She was over here and had a little woman, the woman saw with her daughter, Then she went home, she had a little woman, the man saw with her husband. Then he trots down to Kelsey's and forces me into man-to-meathead conversation with him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you never talk the woman-to-man thing with your husband, huh?
I would love to do that, Archie, but you never want to listen.
again.
Would you?
No. And I want to stay here and now for all time, eat it paragorically. We're going to have no discussions between you and me about between you and me. I will not let you talk ever about our sex life. What the hell is wrong with this?
Nothing, I think.
What do you mean you think? And I always there, huh? When you're in the mood.
Oh.
She smiles bashfully.
Yeah, what's in even when I ain't?
Even when you ain't, how lucky can you guess?
I was always lucky about that.
Certainly you was always lucky about that.
Even before we was married.
Who'd you get lucky with before we was married?
No, Artie, I didn't mean that. I meant that before we was married, I had a long talk with my mother, see? And she said to me that there was one thing about marriage that I wasn't gonna like, but it was a wife's duty. And I thought she was talking about doing the laundry. Because that's the only part of marriage that wasn't no fun.
Is this gonna be long, Edith?
No. So when I got pregnant...
Not a nice word, not a nice word. Well,
when I got in the family way with Glory...
Better, yeah.
My mother said to me, I see you're doing your duty as a wife. And then I knew what she meant. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that I liked it.
But you should have told the old lady that. I mean, maybe she would have given me some kind of respect.
Oh, no, never. No. It would have broken her heart.
But why does this suddenly now, after all these... I mean, why does this suddenly come and blow on the windmills of your mind?
Remember when you had the date with that waitress?
Oh, that's it! You're throwing that up to me.
No,
yes,
no.
You'll I never let me off the hook for that for the rest of my life.
No,
it's gonna go on and on and on.
Archie
and on
flails
on
dramatically.
I know nothing happened between you, but I thought I was gonna lose you, so I had to see you. So I went down to the coffee shop with
you. Went down to the coffee shop with you.
I had to see her to see what was that attracted you to her, and I did.
Oh, wait, you went down.
Oh, she was pretty and young. When I went home, I looked in the mirror, and I seen wrinkles that I never seen before.
Oh, wrinkles is doing all of this. Edith, let me tell you something. I seen wrinkles on that lady, but I don't see no wrinkles on you.
Oh, Archie, look closer.
Edith, give it here. And I'm looking as close as I can look. Without going cockeyed.
They stand nose to nose.
And your face is as smooth as a baby's bust.
Archie, your eyes must be getting worse.
Well, all right. Hey, how do you know Mother Nature didn't plan it all out that way, you know? Like when people start getting older, they start getting wrinkledy. Yeah? Maybe their eyes are supposed to start getting more weaker. So they can't see a lot of things that don't make no difference anyway, and it all comes out even in the end. I ain't getting through. Put it this way, Edith. To these two eyes, weak as they may be, You are more beautiful than anybody I could think of.
Archie, do you think... Do you feel that you've been missing something? Now, I mean, do I make you happy?
So you make me happy? Edith, you make me happy in every way.
Archie winks and glances upstairs. Edith begins to smile as Archie slowly nods.
When it comes to making a guy happy, you wrote the book.
The book?
I'm glad you're laughing. I'm glad you're laughing. A minute there, I thought you was going to start doing what you're doing now. Here it comes. Niagara Falls coming around the corner once again.
Crying, Edith showers him with kisses as she hugs him tight. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Eric Tarloff. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsburg. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.